meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline. Loveline. Coast to coast.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. No guest tonight. Jamie Kennedy coming in here tomorrow night from the Jamie Kennedy Show, which is called X. No, you've been...
Jamie Kennedy Experiment?
Yes, that's right. You've been X. That's right. Funny show, and he's really good. I mean, he's really a talent, that guy, doing all the different characters. And actually, he's going to do some Crank Yanker stuff today.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, not today, but soon. Yeah. So, good times. Good times. Dr. Drew here, feeling good. Got a new prescription for his glasses, some new frames.
Yeah, I like them.
I'll tell you, I've always been a little envious of guys who wore glasses.
Because you deal with the fact that I am gay?
No, it seems, yeah, it's true.
But you can change stuff all the time.
It gives you something to sort of fiddle with, something to do.
Yep.
It's sort of like, it's what smokers get to do.
It's a prop.
They don't get to smoke anymore. Yeah. Like now they just got to go stand outside and weep in an alley. But back in the day, you could go on a talk show. You'd have that cigarette. You'd be waving around. It was a lot of affect there. It'd give you something to sort of busy yourself with. And the glasses are always nice. You can take them off. You can clean them. If you get upset, you can whip them off. Like when you tell a patient he's dying, you pull the glasses off to the side. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And every year and a half gives you something to do. Hey, what am I going to do now? What do I got to do? You know, my big move is I pluck my eyebrow every once in a while.
That's a big deal.
I know, but I still look the same. But you can dramatically change your look with one trip over to the Lens Crafters.
More than a haircut or anything else.
Yeah.
And yet not.
But let me ask you this.
What?
A guy walked into my office today with the prescription sunglasses.
Yeah.
Why don't they make normal prescription sunglasses? I know they claim to, but they always look a little off. Little dicey. Little Guido. Whenever you see the guy with the sunglasses and the prescription on the sunglasses, it always looks a little off.
You can get prescriptions put into any sunglasses.
I know, but no one ever does. They get them just a little off. They're never quite right. They're always like the guys who have the clip-on sunglasses that go onto the prescription glasses. Guys always look like dicks.
Yeah. Remember when they used to...
Yeah, why is that? More great radio with Drew.
Yeah.
Everyone saw where your hands were moving. All right, we got to go to the phones, but first I got to say this. I had a rough morning morning.
Whatever.
Well, they're doing work in front of my house. And they...
Well, first of all, wait. Take us back a little bit. Did you get the styrofoam cleaned up?
Oh, well, it's going to segue nicely into my styrofoam. Okay. A lot of gifts and a lot of styrofoam in my trash. Yeah. And I had essentially a large trash can filled with those styrofoam packing peanuts. And by the way, class action lawsuit against the manufacturers of these things. Because if anyone has got anything shipped to them in the last year, they'll notice that they cannot reach in and take out whatever's in the box without making a big mess of these styrofoam peanuts. It's the little packing things. They're actually shaped like C's now. About an inch wide, an inch long, and they're sort of half inch, and they're flat. They look like a C shape.
Kind of an S now, aren't they?
Like a large piece of macaroni or something. The point is no, they're not S, they're C. Don't argue with me. I've looked at 10,000 of them in the last 10 minutes. I see these goddamn things in my sleep. I got a trash can full of these things. When the garbage man comes, the robotic arm dumps them all over the top of the thing. I got a big pile of them in my street, and then they blow all down the street, and then the neighbor comes and wants me to clean them up, and they cannot be swept up. You have to pick them up by hand.
All right, so.
Okay. So, on Friday, I spent an hour walking up and down the street with a 5-gallon trash can under my arm, picking each one of these goddamn things out of everyone's garden and a quarter mile down the street. Today, and I just have horrible timing. I happen to leave for work right when the Yento lives down the street has to go for a daily walk.
The same one?
Yeah, the same one.
This is the one who looks like...
Mr. Heat Miser.
Or the woman across the street from Bewitched.
Yeah, she's like Mrs. Kravitz. She is. It's a great look that older women get, which is bright red, orange red, bright hair. But it's so thin you can see the scalp.
Oh.
You guys know the look I'm talking about?
See through it.
You see the air and the scalp through it, but the hair, so it draws your attention to it, and then you see weird scalp.
Cotton candy.
Yeah, it's cotton candy, even less than cotton candy. Okay, so she's coming up the street right as I'm trying to head out. I'm already, I got no sleep because the guy's working on the asphalt, and he's got the tamper out, you know, thing that hopping up and down, patting down the asphalt, it's louder than ass. And she, like, comes up, and she's like, they're still all over the place, all over down. And I said, listen, on Friday, I spent an hour walking up and down the street. I was on my knees. I was in the people's gardens. I was up their driveways, one piece at a time,
yeah,
picking up every piece, every piece. Well, it's all over. It's all over the place. It's all over in front of my house. I mean, go look. It's all over. And I said, look, I'm not going to argue with you and tell you that there can't be any in front of your house because stuff could have got pocketed up somewhere and the wind could have blown it down or whatever. But it can't be all over because I picked up so much stuff and I walked up and down the street. It's all over. And then here's her quote. And this is why I hate everyone over 60 and especially women over 60. They lose their mind. All people over. People are always
I can't wait. I got to hear the quote.
No, but here's what I'm saying. People, I drive around. I see the sticker on the back of the cop cars and on the back of the DWP trucks and stuff. Stop elderly abuse. Yeah, I'll stop it. You guys shut the F up. I'll stop abusing you. You deserve more abuse. You're not getting enough. You need more. This chick deserved a sock in the gut.
Well, for what? What'd she say?
I'm saying we're not abusing the elderly enough. That's what I'm saying.
I hear
you
campaign.
Guys are getting off light.
I knew it's a campaign. I know. I get it.
Stop elderly abuse.
So certainly you've sort of maintained that within your own family system.
Here's what I'm saying.
That's been the role.
Here's what I'm saying.
You'd be the first family in elder abuse.
I want to say to the elderly, stop abusing me. Stop it with all your... I used the F word there. I didn't get it all out. I just got the FU part of the F word app. It's all your chatter and your I'm saying you go riding on people, you deserve it. That's just she said it's all no, it's all over the place. It's like snow.
Oh.
It's like it snowed, she said. And I'm like, yes, you have a covering of the styrofoam. It's on the plants. It's on your car. It's on the dog. It's on the roof. It's everywhere, you know. And she's like, it's all over. No, go look. I said, look, I guarantee it is not all over the place. I guarantee it. I'm not saying that there's not a couple pieces around, but I guarantee it's not all over the place because I spent an hour cleaning this stuff up on Friday. And she's and I said, look, what's your address? Where do you live? What's going on? She says, So I walked on down, and she finished her walk. She went the other way. Naturally, she's not interested in going down there with me and finding nothing. That's not. So I walked over to her house. I found one piece that was directly in front of her house on the side of the street.
One piece.
And about eight pieces on the other side of the street, adjacent from her house, in amongst the ivy or the whatever. That's her version all over.
It's snowing.
That's it. It's snowing styrofoam packing, everybody.
But why don't you just tell her to, like, F off? I don't understand. What's in it for you?
Anderson, you're a harsher than Adam is.
I'll tell you
She's
why.
A neighbor.
I'll tell you why I didn't tell her to F off.
Yeah, but what's she going to do, like, trash his car? What's she going to do?
Neighbors.
Here's the thing. Neighbors are horrible, horrible people. Horrible. Everyone is horrible. But here's the thing. When she initially told me on Friday, who's going to clean this up? Who's going to do it? And I thought, I looked down a long street littered with styrofoam peanuts.
Like snowing.
Like snow. And I thought, I'm going to clean it up because ultimately...
It's more less headache.
No, it's my fault.
It's your fault. But it's also less headache to try to put it off somewhere else. You know, it's not the place to take your stand on styrofoam peanuts. That really were your fault.
No, but as what we were talking about last night, being a good atheist, I internalized it. I said, it's not the garbage man's fault for putting the robotic arm out there, although if those idiots got... paid another nickel, they might get out of their goddamn truck every once in a while and do something, but it's not his fault. It's not really my fault, but I'll tell you, if it's anyone's fault,
it's yours.
It's me.
Yeah.
So there's peanuts, there's styrofoam peanuts in front of this broad's house.
Came from your house.
It wouldn't be here if I wasn't born, and I'm going to go down there and pick every single one of them up because she doesn't deserve one of them. It's my fault.
Right.
It's not my fault, but I'm the only one whose fault it could be.
That's right.
So I'm going to go deal with it.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's... by the way I felt about today, too. Whatever's in front is still connected to me. I just don't appreciate the all over. I hate when people have to exaggerate to make their crappy, spurious, weak points, you know? It's like it's no, okay. So I went down there, there's nothing. But again, elderly abuse, not enough of it going on. There really could be more of it. If you think about it, there's not one guy over 70 whose ass I couldn't kick. We're not that abusive. You know, normally, if you really think about the abuse...
Well, I think how you treat me and your friends, you're right. You hold back on that.
What do you say?
I'm just saying you're rough on people your own age, and you hold back on the elderly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And considering every guy in his 20s could beat up every guy who was 75, there's not much of it going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, it could be worse. It's not Japan, but it could be worse. All right.
All right.
Where were we?
Hey, Audrey.
Hello?
17.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay. My question is, I was talking to my boyfriend today, and we wanted to, like, you know, share each other's secrets of our, like, you know, past and growing up.
Yeah.
And, oh, boy, why? Why?
what, 17.
What were you thinking?
I'll leave her alone. Just tell us what it is.
I don't know. I was just... You know, and he was like, yeah, well, there's this one thing I'm really ashamed of, you know, I regret doing, but I did at the time because I was horny. Well, he was all, he explained to me, like, have you seen that movie Road Trip and where the geek goes, you know, in the car about his dog, you know, licking his penis or something? And I was like, okay, you know.
The dog licked the guy's penis?
He goes, wouldn't that be cool or something if, you know, you put peanut butter on your dog and have your dog lick it or something? I don't know.
Let's not talk about the movie. I know that's what he said, but did the dog lick his penis?
No. He put it in, I guess. And so,
hold on. Whoa. This is a very different thing than the peanut butter. He did what now?
I guess he, like, put it in, like, the dog.
Put,
you know,
put his penis in the dog.
Yeah, to like, cause he wanted to. I don't know.
What kind of dog?
You know, it's funny. You know what I like though? This is my favorite part of the show. It's like he goes, he put it in the dog. I guess because he wanted to, and I'm like, yeah. And then it's, I don't know. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I thought there's something. Something's gonna be
some payoff.
I really want to hear the payday to what he wanted to do. But, is this a female dog?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good. That's all right.
What kind of dog?
It's like a mix. It's, I think, like a wolf type and, like, one of those police canine dogs.
So, it's like
beautiful.
A
beast. Seems like a...
Yeah, it's still around, actually.
Oh. The dog. He didn't kill the dog with his penis.
No.
Interesting.
He didn't kill the dog.
Dogs in therapy.
I don't see how this actually is possible, frankly.
No, it is. I swear.
No, I don't. I don't.
About this, you know?
No, I don't doubt he would have told you this, but he might have been looking for an effect.
Mm-hmm.
You
know what
I mean? Why can't you F your dog?
How? It doesn't work that way. That part doesn't accept a male member unless it's.
And wait, I have another question.
All right.
He could put it in his tush.
Well, now, wait a second. Female dog. How does the female reproductive organ work on a dog? I mean, does it have a vagina?
Yeah, but it doesn't. Wouldn't take a male.
It would.
That's
part of the challenge, though.
I understand that, but this is a part wolf.
What do you mean? What do you mean it wouldn't take it?
It just wouldn't.
Why not?
It's not. It doesn't lubricate normal. Not the same size. Just would. No way. No way.
You've looked into this. I can see.
No, I tried. No, I mean. No. They just. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's like not going to happen.
No.
I mean, you're having to hold the dog down. The dog should be struggling now and then biting and chewing and
rip
his
throat out. Yeah.
All right. Maybe Audrey's fault.
Yeah. No. Maybe the dude's fucking with
her. No. Who's bragging about
it? What would be his motive on, like, lying to me?
To mess you up a little bit. Have you been sort of putting the heat on him to keep the relationship kind of exclusive or anything?
No.
No? Like,
true.
Like,
no.
I have a past, you know, and... When I was 15, you know, I got pregnant and all this the stuff.
Listen, only I can cuss on this show. I was about to yell there, but I used the F word about 4 minutes ago on this show.
I get, like, just convoluted, weird, you know, something going on.
Okay, here's really what he was explaining. He had sex with a German exchange chick 2 years ago who was ugly.
I see.
And that's his, it's like, this German dog.
And she and
this bitch was, yeah, you know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, this bitch, I see. And Audrey meant it to mean.
All right, listen.
Audrey,
just listen to me.
Okay.
I worry about you a little bit.
If
this guy actually had sex with his dog, I worry about him.
Should I like
just
help
quite
him get his pee?
Like somehow. Did she use the S word again?
No.
What did she say?
Should I get him therapy?
No, I think she...
She said to get a shh, and then she said therapy. She was just saying S together.
Audrey, look, here's the deal.
The fact that there was no question
Audrey's
here.
Probably good-looking. You don't have to work. Just don't have any kids.
You know what? I think this is bogus. Yeah, let's get her.
It was either bogus or she didn't care or she was high.
It was bogus. She hung up as soon as I said it was bogus.
Well, I said it was bogus 10 minutes ago.
You were right.
What a pain. Listen, hold on a second.
She didn't hang up.
Listen, you retards.
She's still there?
Call with your bogus... She's gone. Call with your bogus calls all you want. Just please be succinct with them, you know? I mean, have a story and stick with it. Don't get all over the map with the goddamn things all the time. She didn't even have a question.
That's on you, it was bogus.
He did it with the... Nah. Tom?
Hello?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question about anal sex. It's kind of a dumb question, but I'm not a sex expert or anything. I was wondering, can you get pregnant off anal sex?
Really?
How would that happen?
I don't know. I don't think it can happen.
Well, yeah. I guess if something sort of...
Well, I guess here's a question, Tom.
Yeah.
You ever heard of it?
No.
I mean, you know any anal babies?
No.
Or any babies being birthed through the anus?
No.
Well, are you saying is there a connection between the...
No, I'm just asking. I mean, I don't think it's possible. But I mean, I'm just making sure.
Well, I mean, how would it happen in your mind?
There'd be some connection.
I know a lot of people that are assholes, and that might come from there. I don't know.
I can tell you this, Drew.
They all were born in the rectum. Is that it? That's where all the assholes in the world came from?
I can tell you this.
Oh, my God.
If I had to do this show where, like, somebody said, you got to take 20 legitimate calls a night and help 20 people, I would be livid right now. I'd be so angry at everyone who calls. But the beauty of this job is the fact that we punch out at midnight, regardless if we hurt 10 people and help nobody, still punching out at midnight, still getting our paycheck. That's the beauty of this job. So that's why I have tolerance for guys like that.
Here's the deal. There is no connection between your gastrointestinal tract and your reproductive tract. However, stuff can kind of leak out of the anus, presumably, and kind of get down, you know what I mean? Kind of drip down in the wrong place.
Well, it's like...
So there's that possibility,
I guess. It's like when your car is dripping tranny fluid or engine oil. You never know what the origin of it. What the origin is because it will hug the contour of the engine and then fall. So if you had yourself a nice load of tranny fluid on your anus, it wouldn't just drip straight down to the floor of the garage. Right. It would follow the contour, and it might end up in the wrong place.
Right.
How about if you had Crohn's disease?
Well, Crohn's, how do you know about that kind of thing?
He listens to this show.
There can be rectovaginal fistulas in Crohn's disease, yes.
So it is possible.
Yeah, but if you're having Crohn's disease, you are not having anal sex.
We just had one like 6 weeks ago.
I know, I remember that call, but she was not going to do it, if you remember.
I don't know. I thought she was. I thought she had done it or something.
She had done it, but...
Well, she'd done it then.
All right. Not if you have rectal vaginal fistulas and stuff.
All right. Jay?
Hey, hi.
You're 23?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm the product of Crohn's rectal vaginal fistula rape encounter.
You can get, with Crohn's, you can get cystorectal, so the rectum can communicate with the bladder, and so you can like, pass gas through your urethra.
I would love to do that. You know what I'd love to do? If I could pass gas through my urethras, I'd like to put a balloon on the end of my penis and just be like at a party, tie it off, give it to a kid. Would that be awesome? Gas balloon?
Oh, my God.
Jay.
Yeah, hey.
23, what's up?
I was just wondering, I have a girlfriend right now, and the other night we were having sex, and she...
Speaking of gas balloons, did you just pop one in here? Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jeff.
That's okay. And she said that, or she called out her ex-boyfriend's name, and I was just kind of wondering what I should think about that.
When did she call it out? When she was yelling to him across the room?
Well, not like yelling, but she just like whispered it kind of.
I don't buy it.
We were just having sex, and then I said her name, and then she said his name.
Uh-huh. What's his name?
Josh.
What's your name?
Jay.
Sounds pretty close.
I was just wondering, maybe she might, you know, still like him or something, or I don't know, maybe.
Let me say this, Drew. I think I called, well, whenever I get angry, I call someone Drew.
Yes, that's true.
When I get angry.
You've been doing that for years.
Start yelling at people, I yell Drew at them.
Yeah.
And then other times I call people Ray. It's my other friend who I yell at a lot. But whenever I yell at someone, I yell Drew. So I'm used to yelling. I'm used to the word Drew coming out of my mouth when I'm yelling at somebody. Call Jimmy Drew and Daniel Drew.
Listen, Drew. It's always listen.
Right. So there's that kind of training. But then there's the other part where you just once in a while you call someone the wrong name. You just do.
Yeah.
And especially if you got the Josh and the Jay thing.
And who cares?
And who cares?
Yeah.
You knew she dated a guy named Josh, right?
Yeah.
She's Indian or she isn't. You know it.
She's Indian.
That's fine.
Whatever.
Relax.
I was just thinking. So.
No, don't stop. Stop thinking.
She's probably.
No. I think he's.
Full of ass.
Something. Hey, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, please. If you have something, say it.
Okay, so she's probably like not picturing him in bed or something like that?
No.
All right, cool.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Adam.
Good times.
Huh?
She's not picturing you either. There's a third guy.
Named Jack.
Yeah, his name's Jack. Oh, I don't know. I got to admit, I would not be... This never happened to me. I wouldn't be flattered if it happened. But on the other hand, I think we read a little too much into this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's like what chicks do with dreams.
Oh, yeah.
I dreamt I was with my friend, so I guess I got to get a strap on now. It's like, no, you don't. You just had a wacky dream. And every night I have a weird dream that I paint little to no attention to as soon as I wake up. Don't you, Drew?
Oh, absolutely.
Should you not pay any attention to your dreams at all?
Yeah, but my wife is sort of like a Plains Indian or something, sort of waiting for the weather to change or the crops to go bad if something goes wrong in her dream.
You know what I mean?
It's connecting to nature. The dreams are, you know, there's some sort of Taoist input into their dreams.
Women are much more superstitious. They get angry at you. Yeah. They get up. It's like, I dreamed you were...
Yeah, you cheated on me again. Yeah, like, wait a minute.
That was what they dreamt. And in a woman's, you know, incredible world, you cheating on them in their dreams doesn't mean that you cheated on anybody, but it's about 25%. Yeah. That's the way it looks. So he didn't actually F one of my friends. But he sure is a hell of a lot closer this morning than he was last night before I went to bed. That's their thing. Like, I'm gonna put you down.
It's even a little more color. It's like, you did it because I felt you do it. I saw how you'd be when you did it.
Right.
That's how you're doing
you
it. You did it.
It.
It's all the same. It's like a big circle. You did it.
It's not murder one, but it's manslaughter. You're getting something. And you're like, what do you mean? I never left the house. We're putting you down for manslaughter. That blunt. You only do 8 years. Good behavior be out in 4. Take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Perry Farrell, and you're listening to Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey. Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Yeah, that's Perry Farrell. He's a perfectly normal guy. Phone number.
Is it hotter in here tonight than it was even last night?
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same. Here's what it is in here. It's whatever it is outside plus 10 degrees. Unless it's cold outside.
Plus half the oxygen.
Right.
It's much hotter in there tonight. It wasn't broken last night. It's broken tonight. It's just you were feeling it from tonight because you're a psychic.
I was fired up last night, too. And Drew's going to open the door. The fact that Drew cut one during the break has not helped the oxygen situation in here, by the way, Drew.
Replaced with a little methane.
Drew displaced about 8 cubic feet of oxygen during the break by beefing, and then now he's complaining about the oxygen content of the room. I find that ironic, Drew. Very ironic.
It was meant for amusement.
Ashley?
Yeah.
And by the way, don't anyone ask me if I farted, because I laugh when I fart, okay? That's how you know I farted.
Maniacally, not just a little bit.
Like a mad scientist who just... unveil the plot to destroy the planet. That's how I laugh when I fart.
All right.
Go ahead, Ashley.
My question is I am a chronic cheater. Mm-hmm. I have cheated on every long-term relationship I've ever had.
Which has been how many?
Significant, probably four.
Mm-hmm.
Lasting 4 years, 2 years, about 2 years, and now we're going on 6 months, and I did it again.
That would put you starting your long-term relationships at age 13.
Well, it was 15. I'm probably rounding up on the 2 years. Uh-huh. In 2 years.
It's all right. Year maybe you had like 20 months or something.
No, well, I mean the first
right,
four.
Right. All right.
And I, you know, every time, you know, you go through the guilt and I won't do it again.
Well, now, how do you cheat? Do you have sex with somebody?
Yeah.
And you're having sex with old boyfriends?
No, they're not old boyfriends.
Just strangers?
Well, you know, not like, hey, how are you doing? But, I mean, I run into them somehow, or they're friends of friends, or...
Uh-huh.
And do you
but
sort of...
never old boyfriends. I never sleep with my old boyfriends.
Do you pursue these...
What?
Do you pursue these guys?
To a degree, but I mean, not like it's that hard to...
No, I understand, but it's not just you sort of being passive, you sort of...
No, I mean,
initiate
I'm
a little
definitely
bit.
A willing person.
All right.
Participant. Yeah,
all right. So, what's the question?
What happened to me? Would a divorce, like a fear of abandonment, am I trying to
sure.
find...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Just a fear of intimacy, fear of vulnerability in a relationship. So it keeps it at an arm's length. You never quite really get connected with that person. It's always sort of off balance, sabotage. It's never quite there.
Where's your dad?
Well, my parents are divorced. They got divorced when I was two.
Yeah, but their being divorced doesn't necessarily mean your dad is out of your life.
Somebody no. cheat in your family?
What?
Did somebody cheat in your family?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. And where's your dad? Out of your life?
No, he's in my life, but he does live out of the state, so I only have phone contact with him.
When did he move out of the state?
When I was about seven.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And he's been out?
Yeah, ever since then he's been
all
out.
All right. Well,
there you go.
Hey, it doesn't mean you have to cheat, but that would be the most likely culprit.
That I'm feeling like I don't want to be abandoned by these men?
Right, that if you really get involved with them, they'll abandon and or, yeah, it's too much noise, huh?
Yeah, really, hold on a second. It's 10:30. Do people need to be throwing a party out in the hall here? Yeah. There's no one in the building. What's going on out there, Anderson?
There goes Anderson.
Turn a fire extinguisher on those idiots. We're trying to do a radio show, and the problem is
we can't breathe.
It's very hot in the studio because Westwood 2 does not. Hey, I've said it many times. Kids, I don't know if Westwood 1 is a publicly traded organization. I don't know if it's on the market.
But invest.
Take every penny and put it in because it's all profit, baby. It doesn't go toward paying the engineers. It doesn't go toward buying new equipment. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go toward... Hey, really, this place, this building needs Al-Qaeda to come out here and just put it out of its misery. That's what would be the best day of my life if the terrorists blew this place up, of course, if I wasn't in it. But it really just needs to be burnt.
No, not all right.
Is this place insured? Shouldn't we just torch this place and put it out of its misery? This hellhole, this cursed... It's like some Indian burial land that's been cursed.
Yeah.
It just needs to be destroyed.
No.
Some drunk just needs to drive an 18-wheeler right through this place and just put it out of its misery because it's such a dump. And we got to sit here with the door open because the air conditioning doesn't work. The studio and then people are playing like they're just chanting out in the hall.
Pinochle.
Noise comes in. All right. Should we keep rolling here, Drew?
Yeah, so Ashley, you see how having that sort of unavailability in your dad is something you're more comfortable with than a real relationship.
Right.
So you got to either be with an unavailable guy or sabotage the available guy.
Yeah.
Or if you can't hang with a real relationship, that's when you got to get therapy.
All right.
Yeah?
Drew, you got another call in here?
Well, if we're done with her.
Yeah, we're done.
All right.
I mean, she knows what she's doing.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk to Gabrielle. Gabrielle?
Yep.
What's up?
All right. I've been dating my boyfriend for over 2 years now.
Did you just have nasal surgery or something?
No, I was crying.
Why?
Because I kind of broke up with him, but it's like I I feel extremely confused.
All right, you broke up with him.
Right, but it's not like... but I don't, like, feel like I should have... Like, I don't even feel like I have, like, any strength to do anything on my own, like, without him.
Why'd you break up with him, then?
Because we've been fighting a lot, and the thing is, like, we, I have a very strong connection to him because both my mother and his father, you know, were alcoholics. Well, his father was, my mother still is, and we've had a very strong relationship, but it just seems like...
And hold on a second.
Oh, boy.
Now, what's her deal?
Her mom and his dad were alcoholics?
I thought she said
both moms. There we go. There's that party.
Yeah, except for this is our own people. It's Brian laughing it up. I can hear you in here, jackass. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I think this girl got the wrong number.
Why?
I know. It sounds like she's calling Suicide Hotline or something.
No.
No.
She's too hardcore for us.
No, she's fine.
Gabrielle?
Yes.
You're calling Loveline, right?
Yes.
Okay, baby. That's right. That's us. We're here for you.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, how long did you go out with this guy for? 2 years?
Yeah, over 2 years. And I can't seem to get through to him. Like, I want to make the relationship work.
All right. Well, how old is he?
He's 20.
Did you guys meet at Alateen?
No. In the park.
Is he doing drugs?
Of course he's doing drugs. They met at a park.
Are you doing drugs?
Yeah.
All right, so this is not a healthy thing. This is you guys finding sort of life preservers to try to deal with, A, to keep your own disease active, and B, to deal with having to try to contend with alcoholic parents, or I guess alcoholic moms in both of your case. But your way of dealing with it is sharing your disease. It's a very, very unhealthy relationship.
Not
a good thing for you.
Gabby.
Right, but we have had very, strong points. And,
listen to me. You broke up with him for a reason.
Right.
All right, so.
What was the reason, just so we can be clear about it?
Because it seems like he doesn't seem to, care about.
Yeah, right.
I care about.
Right, yeah. He doesn't. He cares about smoking pot. That's what he cares about. Is there anything else besides pot he's doing?
No.
Pot's his main drug.
I like smoking pot too, though. So.
Yeah, I understand, but you still care about other things. Don't worry, that'll get washed out soon enough. But he's in his disease. He cares about his drug. That's more important than you, period.
All I hear some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
I'd rather sit there and let Spicoli finish his rant.
The fact that I left him, I feel, extremely abandoned because I have no one but him.
All right. Listen.
You're not hearing anything we're saying, Gabriel, unfortunately.
I know. Just quiet down and listen to the compassionate one over here. That's Adam. You broke up with him, so I'm not sure how you feel abandoned. I can understand you having a loss, feeling some emptiness, but not abandoned. You broke up with him. You broke up with him for a reason. You should stick by that reason. And, Gabby, it's time to sink or swim. It's time to get it together. You're 19. You come from a tough environment. A lot of people come from tough environments. Yours isn't the toughest. It's not the best either. It's time to get yourself a little bit of help. Straighten yourself out. Start living your life. Stop being connected to this guy and other people like him.
But I don't know how to do it.
All right, that's it.
Well,
I know you don't know how to do it. Now we're going to learn. We're going to find out.
Go to a 12-step meeting. Just start right there. Raise your hand as a newcomer. Get a sponsor. Just do that.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be stuck in this hell you're in right now, or it's more important you just to use drugs as a way of trying to manage these awful feelings and get stuck in that cycle, enjoy. But that's a pretty miserable road to go down. That is not the way to deal with this. Go to a meeting. Raise your hand. Newcomer. Whatever you are, marijuana addict, whatever you've been using. Get a sponsor and get someone that you can rely on in a genuine way and get over these feelings of abandonment that are triggered so easily by these dysfunctional relationships.
And if you make it a year sober, you get some really bad sheet cake.
You know what? Maybe we ought to have the 1-year pie.
That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
I think about not doing.
Yeah.
Well, not for a year.
Yeah.
You can give me that
cobbler.
Pie after.
One year cobbler.
Ooh, now yeah. you're talking.
All right.
Cobbler.
All right.
Cake. What do? You get a cake after a year of sobriety?
Yeah.
And then
each year.
What about 2 years? All the
cake.
Way? Keep going.
Cake,
get
yeah.
that cake.
Yeah.
Where's that cake come from?
Their peers buy it.
Bonds. Tara's mom doesn't bake that cake, does she?
No, because people stay sober. They would immediately relapse upon tasting that cake.
That's right. They just pull a flask out. They take a look at that confetti cake. Just pull a flask out. Just go, 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 go. Little zigzags are coming out of their head. Little swirls.
Where's my bourbon?
Yeah. I was thinking about that confetti cake the other day, Tara. Still mad about that. All right. We're going to... It's white cake with razzles baked into it. It's delightful. It's like a chemical and sugar. It's great. It's great taste. Oh, Brian liked it? Okay. Now we got to talk. I'd fire Brian, but I realized I'd be doing him a favor. Like, if I really wanted to punish him, I'd just have him stay here for 2 hours a night at $6 an hour and ride the rest of his life out. All right. We'll take a... It is ironic.
Hey, you're a prick.
It's ironic when firing someone from their job is actually the equivalent of firing them. That's what this job is. Your job is worse.
Forcing them to stay in the job is equivalent to firing.
Firing is equivalent to firing in any other job.
Oh, I see. Yes. Yes.
Come on,
yes.
Drew. You don't have an ounce of imagination.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. We'll be back. Drew. Tomorrow night, Jamie Kennedy from the Jamie Kennedy Experiment is going to be in here. And this is a show that's good. It really is. I really enjoy it. Anderson is walking around flailing about.
No, we're knocking up the door, Anderson, because there's like a party in the hall.
Yeah, but that's us. I closed our door.
All right. It's all good. So, Jamie Kennedy in here tomorrow night, and now it's time to get back to the phones. Yes, Drew?
Let's go.
Let's talk to Martha, who's 21. Martha?
Yes.
What's up?
Is this Adam?
Yeah.
Hi, Adam.
Hey.
Hi, Drew.
Hey, Martha.
Hi, Martha.
Where you been?
I'm here at home.
Oh.
Well, hold on a second. Before Martha gets going, let me just go on a rant.
Uh-oh.
It has nothing to do with Martha or Jamie Kennedy,
okay.
But it reminded me... of something today, and I know this show is too many of my rants, but I don't care. It keeps entertaining for me, and I don't want to cut Martha off in the middle of her thing. So before we get to her, you know, my career's not going as well as it could. I did a local commercial today with the mayor of Hawthorne for the Hepatitis C Foundation. Okay, in the parking lot,
a television commercial.
Yeah.
I hope this was just for charity or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for charity.
All right.
I'm going down to Hawthorne like a Sunday from now. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday for some sort of Hepatitis C Foundation thing. And I'm doing it because I care.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it because Hawthorne helped me out on a man show bit, right. And I'm going to go do that.
This is your payback.
And I'm going to bring Pam Anderson out on stage, who... By the way, maybe we've said a few bad things about on this show over the years. I know there's Drew's female impersonator line.
That's not a bad thing, by the way. It's just a fact.
It's not a good thing. But here's the point. I was thinking of bringing her out by saying, I'm a celebrity who's here because I support this cause, not because I have hepatitis C, which really makes me the better man. But our next guest does have hepatitis C. Ladies and gentlemen, Pam Anderson. There's something to that effect.
Yeah.
I'll smooth out the beats. But here's the thing that steams my bean. There's some kind of motorcycle. They're riding Harleys or something. I don't know why everyone's got to get a motorcycle involved with every third goddamn charity, but this is the way it goes now.
You have to ride a Harley in order to show up for this thing? Or
Somehow connected. You know, there's all these motorcycle rides and stuff for charity and stuff that's going on.
A lot of people with Hep C. Sort of are in that...
Are bikers?
Yeah.
It seems like these bikers are raising money for everything now.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. I said, look, we want to bring some biker apparel over. You can throw it on. I said, I don't want one of those retarded fringe vests and look like an idiot on my Harley. And he said, no, we can just give you some T-shirts and this and that. I said, give me an extra large. Make sure it's an extra large. Everything's always a little tight on me. Then bring the T-shirts over.
Are you going to ride a motorcycle out to Hawthorne?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. Okay. But no, I don't think so. Yeah. So they give me the T-shirt. No, to do this PSA, to shoot this commercial.
Right.
The local spot. And I put the shirt on. It's extra large. I put it on, and it's like Gulliver's Travels. It's like I'm a giant, and I put on a Ken T-shirt. Now, my arms are hanging out of the thing that's tight around the chest and back. And I say, this is an extra large. Yes, it's an extra large. What you need is an XXL now. And I'm thinking to myself, well, just for kicks, let me put the large on. I put the large on, and now it's like...
No, go ahead.
Yeah, fit perfectly. Mm-hmm. No, I look like a Chippendales dancer. Now I was about to rip. It's like the kind of T-shirt you'd rip off yourself. Yes, right. Retarded.
Is it kid sizes or something?
No, it's just... Large doesn't mean anything anymore. Extra large means sort of medium, and now you got to get an XXL if you want to fit into something.
How about the guys that are truly XXL?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, here's the deal. I'm 6'2". I'm 190 pounds. That's not that big a cat.
Large, extra large. Yeah, it's right in there.
It's medium, large.
How about
large?
The guys that are 6'5", 350?
They must have
parachutes.
They have to wear pup tents, or they might have their own clothes made, or shop out of a catalog. Here's all I'm saying. Let's stop calling XXL XXL. It is not. It's like medium to large now. All the sizes are all whacked out. They're all over the place.
Why is that?
Here's what I'm saying. Yeah. Now tell me if you agree with this, Drew. I was screaming at everybody that sizes should be standardized just like a gallon is a gallon.
Right.
Is a gallon.
Yes.
It's like, come over to our gas station, get our gallon. Oh no, your car holds 150 of our gallons. Our gallons are really small. But no, go across the street. You don't know what you're getting.
For the most part, it is that way. It's like, shoulder, arm, if you have 42 long, 42, 44 right.
Yeah, but not with the large. And everything's just extra large.
It used to mean anything.
Sort
of reflect this large was like 16 or 15 and a half, extra large, like 16 and a half.
It is not that way anymore. Now, it's all bets off. Everyone wants to call everything extra large, and nothing fits anymore, and it's all whacked out. And all I'm saying is let's standardize it.
All right.
That's all. Let's have an extra large mean something. Let's agree on it, and now we'll know.
When you come in with that legislation, please throw in the bra sizes, too.
I'd like to figure that out, too. Yeah. But, I mean, just what if everyone had their own take on shoe sizes?
Yeah.
Oh, R10. Oh, no. R10 is like an 8. Other places. And then another place that R10's like a 12 somewhere else.
A little bit of Adidas and Nike.
No.
A little bit of that.
No, look, I want none of this. I want none of this in society. I don't want to go to a steak joint and have them go, and this happens once in a while, how do you like your steak? And you go, I like it medium. And they go, our medium is like a rare. No, it's not. Rare's rare, medium is medium. I don't want any more. Here's my custom take on everything. I don't want it. I want your medium to be like goddamn medium. Your medium steak can be like a medium steak, and your extra large T-shirts can be like an extra large, and XXL is XXL.
I
want everyone's take on
it. That
everything.
Impulse to make it our steak is different than your steak. Same impulse that makes people put their kids' names, spell their kids' names in bizarre ways.
I want to crush it.
Yeah.
I want to crush it all.
You agree with me on that?
Yes. I want it crushed.
Amy. A-I-M-E.
I want it crushed.
Amy.
That's what I was. So I started yelling at the mayor of Hawthorne that this is what we need to do.
I'm sure
he's got a lot of juice. I told him I wanted a key to the city, too. But not that big novelty skeleton.
You want actually the key.
I actually want to start getting into federal government buildings and things like that.
Yeah,
city buildings. Martha?
Yes.
All right. You're 20. Go ahead.
21.
Yeah, 21.
Yeah.
All right, go.
My question is, I don't watch, porn that often, but when I do, I get more excited when I watch lesbian porn than a male and a female.
A lot of women report this kind of thing.
Fine.
Yeah. It's all right.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's normal?
It doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
Okay.
What is it about it that you like?
I like, to see them get excited, it gets me excited.
But what is it? Is there something different?
You're 21. You like the ladies. That's fine. Doesn't make you a lesbian.
Well, someone will describe it as more sort of a little less aggressive, and there's some quality to it that is more sort of conducive to arousal.
This really doesn't mean much anything. If a guy likes gay porn, gay, but not a chick, and that's the God's honest. Lee, male should physically be repulsed if he watches gay porn. He should vomit. He should vomit. That's what God wants him to do. It's true.
Oh, my God.
True. How much gay porn could you watch before you actually heaved?
I think I would quickly get, like, desensitized. Quickly. Because it'd be, like, too, like watching a violent film or something.
Footage of the Holocaust.
Exactly.
Lee?
Yes?
You're 23. You took a vow of celibacy.
Yes.
When your wife left
you. I've never seen a gay film.
Okay.
I didn't realize that. I've never seen the cover.
Bad. Yeah. Well, hold on a second.
Lee, we got to take a break.
All right, we got to talk about Lee's vow of celibacy. Who names her kid Lee? Must be a grandfather named Lee. Yeah, we got to take a break. Drew, I'll tell you, I never see gay porn either, but once in a while we go to the porn shop, like I said, they don't put the cone up between the straight porn and the gay porn, and you're just walking with your head along the aisle. It's like, hey, look at that. Hey, look at that. And then it's like, hey, look at this. Hey, what is that? Two dudes nailing a... Oh, Christ, no. Oh, Jesus, no. Nope. I got to beat off once just to get the bad semen out of me. And then the second one's going to be the beat off I would have done.
My bad seed
now. Yeah. Got to get rid of it. Yeah. Got to shed some semen, some tainted semen. And we'll be back. Everybody, Jamie Kennedy coming in tomorrow night from the Jamie Kennedy Experiment, and also from Scary Movie. Now, I Know What You Did Last Summer. Now, what the hell is
Scream.
That movie? Scream, that's right.
There you go.
And probably a bunch of other movies, too.
And here we go.
All right, when we left off, we were talking to Lee. Lee's 23. Took a vow of celibacy when his wife left him. How long ago?
About 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Why? Who'd you take the vow of celibacy with?
With everybody. I was having sex with a lot of different people.
Yeah. Did you take an official vow of celibacy or just decide to quit porking folks?
Just completely everything.
No, you're not making sense.
Did you make... I'm going to do exactly the same.
Okay.
Did you take an official vow of celibacy or did you just decide to stop screwing?
I just decided to stop.
All right.
Okay, but you understand, the vow of celibacy is confusing sometimes because it's like you're in the church or something.
Right, like you get a formal ceremony where you agreed to celibacy.
But you just made it in your own heart.
It's your policy. It's your policy now.
Right.
Okay, so you decided to stop having sex, and that was 5 months ago.
What made you stop?
I was having sex with a bunch of different women, and I just needed to stop and take a step back.
Why? What happened?
I was just getting, with a lot of different women, and I didn't want to have the whole rebound thing of my ex-wife deal, so...
All right, so you stop having sex.
Something's missing there, right there.
Right.
So, I know,
well, that's not even what I called for. What I originally called for was my ex-wife about, 3 days ago, she decided that she wanted to try and work things out even though the divorce is finalized, and... Now she's, acting everything can work out, that she's changed. And I was hoping that you guys could give me a little bit of advice on that, what I should do.
Who decided to get divorced, you or her?
She kind of left when I was at work, so.
Why?
She left when you were at work?
Yeah, she said that she believed that I was cheating on her, even though she never had any reason to believe that.
Were you?
No, never.
And what do you mean you were at work? Were you out of the state or something?
I was at work. How's that working? She left.
No, I know. This is the concrete thinking of our listeners.
Right.
You went to work, and anyway, she left.
Yeah.
You happened to not miss work that day.
Right, exactly.
Okay, it was a weekday that she left you on, is what you say. And she left, and that was 5 months ago?
Yeah, about 5 months.
And then you went on a tear, and then you just held back, and now you're having sex with her again.
Do you have any kids?
No kids.
What is the question? I'm not quite sure I'm clear with the question.
I'm trying to decide whether I should give her another chance or not. I'm not really sure.
We're still not really sure why you broke up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she says she had her reasons, but every time she said you know, she gave me a reason, I would be able to disprove that thought of hers by, you know.
What were her reasons? Give us an example.
She thought I was cheating on her. Yeah, every time she accused me of cheating on her, it's like, when would I cheat? I work, you know, long hours, and then on top of that, I'm always home with you. When am I going to cheat?
Well, you did say you had sex with a lot of women when you broke up with her.
That was after the divorce.
That was pretty fast to get back on your feet in 5 months, and the divorce...
That's what I was thinking. That's why I took the celibacy thing.
All right, yeah, you've been celibate for 5 months. And divorce
no,
for
no, no,
how?
I've been celibate for about a month.
Okay. All right. All right, Lee, it's a little weird that you guys got married. You went to work one day. You came home. She was gone.
We were married for 2 years.
Okay, you're married for 2 years.
I can't follow this.
You're married for 2 years. You go to work one day. You come home. She's gone. She decided to leave you. She says you've been cheating, even though there's no evidence that you've been cheating. There's pieces missing here.
Big pieces, yeah. This just doesn't even make sense.
Or she's just a very screwed up person.
But
I don't know, because like we were with each other for like 5 years before we even got married. We've been dating since we're 15.
Okay, you know what?
She never trusted me throughout that whole
thing. Okay, good. I think you guys are divorced. You stay divorced.
Okay.
I really think she's got some chaotic energy here.
Oh, my, yes.
Anybody who can just pick up and leave while you're at work this way and say we're getting a divorce, you've been together for many years, and not offer you any real reasons.
People that have been abandoned or abused, they are convinced you're going to do that until you do it. And when you don't do it, you disappoint them, they'll have made you do it in their own mind.
Right.
I heard about a friend the other day who was doing an interview with sort of a famous person, and he was just doing an interview, and at the end she had accused him of attacking her and the stuff. Like, and he had it on tape.
What are you talking about?
Just an interview was happening, and
what friend of yours? Celebrity? Well, don't bring it up then.
But it was interesting in that it's an interview that's documented, it's on tape, and then the person turns around and goes, "You're attacking me, you're abusing me." And then
wait,
it's on tape. Listen, there it was. Just an interview.
Big celebrity.
When you expect abuse, it happens to you in your own mind, whether or not it, you know, if somebody obliges you or not, you'll make it that in your own
mind.
Okay.
I say he dodged a bullet with this broad.
I think so too.
You're divorced? Good. And
Something was up with him too that I couldn't follow him. I don't know what that was.
He's just a little empty.
Yeah.
A lot of guys that don't have much affect.
Mm.
They don't do a very good job of explaining their situation.
Mm-hmm.
So things don't make sense.
Right.
The reason they don't make sense is because they're not explaining them in a way that makes sense. That's all right. You're divorced. Forget your vow of celibacy. And by the way, I'd like to see these chicks he swore off of.
Yeah.
10 miles of bad road. But picture this. Guys with the same chick for 7 years since like he's been in the ninth grade or something, you know. They get divorced for no reason. He starts porking chicks like he's Frank Sinatra in the 50s, and he decides all of a sudden not to stop. I like to get a look at these broads. That's all I'm saying. Shane?
Hey, Adam.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, first I just want to say, like the Man Show, my favorite segment is when you and Jimmy went and smoked weed with Snoop Dogg.
People enjoy the pot humor, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before I laugh...
That's my main mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Before you make me laugh, I do occasionally smoke pot.
All right, that's why that was your favorite part.
Yeah, and I like your stint as Death on Family Guy.
Oh, man, do I miss that Family Guy. That was a great TV show, and a pox on all of you who did not support it.
Unacceptable.
Thank you. Love that show. Go ahead.
My question is, I'm wondering about the range of normal for circumference of a penis. Because I measured a bratwurst, looked like it was thicker than mine, and turned out it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. You're lucky you started with those two compliments, otherwise I'd hang up on you. You measured a bratwurst, right?
Yeah.
And you thought it was bigger than yours, but it wasn't.
Right.
What does that mean?
Maybe I have body image issues or body dysmorphia or something.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And then, yeah, how did you measure the width of it or the length? Circumference, you said. So you took a cloth tape and you went around it?
No, just like a cloth measuring tape.
And you just...
Did you take a cloth tape? No, like a cloth measuring tape.
I got to punish you for that.
That was a classic Loveline call move.
Hold on a second. Shane's going to have to spend more time on hold as punishment for that kind of blatant denial. Now, I jumped in because it sounded like, I thought what he was going to say is he just took a piece of cloth and, you know, made a mark on it. That may have been what he was trying to say, but he did say measuring
cloth
tape.
Cloth measuring tape.
Now, should he be punished even if he screwed up?
Let's find out.
All right. Shane?
Yeah.
Sorry. What did you use to measure your penis?
A cloth measuring tape.
Okay, now you're getting punished. Okay. Anderson, can you play that back?
No.
No.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Mark?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, been married for 2 years now with the same woman for five.
You sound very excited about that.
Yeah, well, no. Well,
newlyweds are in love. Yeah.
I've been doing a little drinking tonight, so I'm a little laid back right now.
All right.
And, I love this woman. I mean, she means everything to me, but I was telling the person who answered the phone a little while ago was, I am addicted to receiving oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife does not like giving it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not want to lose her. I do not want to leave her. I don't want to divorce or anything. But I have already committed acts of infidelity. I've already had an affair, basically.
Just to get a blowjob.
Yes.
That to me is mind-boggling.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Is
perfect.
The beauty
sense.
Of this show.
It's the reason you should have an affair.
I see. Is.
I don't know what to do. I mean, we've gone to. I can't tell her.
Does she know how important?
I talked to her before about how important.
Easy, Mark.
It is
easy, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then she'll come. She'll tell me that she'll say, "Well, what's more important, me or blowjobs?" And I don't know what to say.
Well, because for you, it's obviously the blowjob. But, Adam, I can't relate to that thinking, but maybe you can, so help.
Help? You want a blowjob?
You mean, not this minute. But if there were a relationship you truly cared about, that, let's say she broke her jaw and her teeth would be forever sealed shut.
Uh-huh.
I know, Mark. Oh, easy, Mark. Okay.
Hold on, Drew. Okay, but I'm going to put this one on. What if her vagina was super glued shut?
Oh, it's game over.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a BJ man. You're an ass man, you know? You know how Drew knows he's an ass man? Because every time someone brings his name up, they say that Drew.
He's an ass man.
Oh, no. Hey, Mark.
Ooh, you hung up on somebody.
Oh, gosh. Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, so why is it? Here's the question. Now, first off, how do you start an affair that where you just get a BJ? Is this a prostitute? Is this someone at work?
No, it's an old ex-girlfriend.
Old ex, all right. And all you're getting is a BJ from her?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Does she know that's all she's being used for?
I've been straightforward with her from the beginning. She's told me no before. She doesn't want to break up a marriage. I can understand that.
All right.
You know, and of course,
I guess she may be saving a marriage.
Well, all right, so Mark, why is it that you're one? Well, first off, why are you marrying someone if this is your thing? I mean, if
that's a great point.
You like crunchy peanut butter, she likes smooth.
Well, I don't know. I guess I always knew it. I just thought maybe I could
right.
live without it.
Okay, now what is her issue with this? Did she have any abuse or trauma?
I don't know. She's a feminist. First of all, I'm 23 and she's 35. You know, and she's always, I knew she was a strong woman, she's a feminist, she's all this stuff. She thinks it's, you know, being inferior or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah, there may be some abuse here.
Yeah.
There may be some abuse. Does she talk to her family?
Yeah, she's close to her family.
Loves her dad?
Yeah.
Loves her dad or mom?
The good. They never fought. She never saw them fight.
I think... As a 35-year-old woman who is probably educated and somewhat evolved in many aspects of her life, you should be able to broach this subject with her. Not the part.
I'm at wit's end. I don't know what to do anymore.
All right, look, hold on a second. I would think this was bogus.
No, it's not bogus.
Except for that's really sort of drunken affect. That's a little bit weird.
You can hear it. You can hear how upset he is. Let's think about this. Now, this is purely for the sake of just thinking it through. You know how men compartmentalize their sexual behaviors, right? They can be, you know what I mean? Sex can be a purely physical or visual or whatever. This is something that is an absolute necessary expression of his self. You know, of his sexual self. And if it doesn't get some sort of expression, this marriage is doomed. Mm-hmm. Now, it may be doomed anyway because of the sort of the quality of the way she relates to him. Almost sounds like it's, you know, mom relating to, you know what I mean, son kind of thing.
Yeah, let me cut you off for a second here, Drew, and say, didn't they say they've been together for like 7 years or five years or something?
Yeah, since he was very young.
She's 35 now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's issues.
Yeah.
You show me a 30-year-old woman is with a 18 or 17 or whatever old guy, and I'm going to show you.
Oh, yeah.
Someone has issues. Mark?
Yes?
How old were you when you met her?
Well, she was actually my boss. I was 16.
Oh,
I
geez.
Worked with, we did end up sleeping together when I was 17 and she was 29.
All right, that's serious, serious screwed up stuff, Mark.
That's a little bit of a mess of a check.
And she's continuing to sort of exploit him, really. She will not sort of create any mutuality in the relationship.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like you've said, sometimes it's just doing 10 minutes something you don't want to do to somebody else.
Yes.
And taking turns.
Yeah, 10 minutes. It's really 5 minutes. Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Okay. No, here's the deal. Don't cheat anymore, but you're going to have a conversation with her, and it's going to take more than, hey, that's not my thing.
Yeah.
Or I feel degraded as a female. You're going to need a little exploration here.
Yeah, this is...
Should we see it? I mean, we've gone to marriage counseling, but I don't have the... I don't know how to say this. I don't have the balls to say that in front of a marriage counselor and see her reaction. I'm afraid I'm going to lose her.
Well, Mark, listen, you can't have those fears. Here's the approach I would take.
Well, no, you can say... I might say to her, look, this may be uncomfortable, but I'm going to bring this up in the session.
I'm saying to you, do you bring it up? And that is what those holding environments are for. Those are safe environments to bring up scary things.
Yeah, safe. Then you get in the car and she beats the ass out of you.
But Mark, here's how I'd approach this. You listen to this, see if this doesn't make sense to you.
Okay.
As a married couple, one of the things that you're responsible for one another, is each other's bodies. If she has a sore neck, you massage her. She has sore feet, you massage her. You know, or she has sort of... You're responsible for one of those bodies. The essential expressions of your physical selves are really important, and you have to pay tribute to one another and be responsible and responsive to one another. She's leaving out a huge piece of yourself.
It's going to be great. You know why? Because he's going to have two more tall boys and say, Dr. Drew said, start sucking! You get down there, bitch! Drew said it! Drew said, suck away. Drew, these are ridiculous, long-winded clinical explanations you give
the
drunken 23-year-olds to repeat to their lesbian wives.
But think about it. Well, it puts her in sort of on notice that sure he does stuff for her.
Okay, listen.
It's being responsible and responsive to her physical being.
I know, but you are trying to reason with an unreasonable person.
But this may point that out.
Mark, go to therapy with her and start discussing. You don't have to say BJ, but start discussing this general approach to sex with her, and she's got issues. This one,
oh yeah,
he's 35. Been with him since he was 16,
boss.
17.
It's exploitive.
All right, sums up with her. And Mark, you got to be prepared to lose her. By the way, if she ain't coming around,
well, either way you lose. If you're going to continue sort of keeping that piece of yourself walled off and seeing prostitutes or having affairs, eventually that's going to come to be in the relationship.
Well, maybe not the prostitutes. Shane,
yeah.
Okay, so you're 18.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to try this again. You used a cloth measuring tape to measure the circumference of your penis.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was nice. Good. Very well done. Very sincere.
And the number came up to be what number?
About 4.5, 4.75.
And what his question was is that he thought 4.5 was thin, and yet he saw a bratwurst that he thought was something he'd like to be like, And he measured that, and it was 4.5.
Oh,
same as him.
And you're asking, what is a good circumference for a penis?
No, his asking is he distorting, does he have some sort of body image distortion that makes him look at his penis and see something small, look at a bratwurst and see something normal?
Well, the bratwurst was actually 3.5.
Oh, and you're actually 4.5.
So you're bigger than the bratwurst.
That you would like to have been like.
I said a minute ago that the bratwurst was bigger than he was, but the bratwurst looked bigger than you were.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And you want to know if you have a body dysmorphic issue or something? No.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Who cares? Just get over it, would you, Shane? You're 18.
Okay, but what's the normal range like?
You're in the normal range.
You're fine.
You're right. You're above normal.
Bigger than a bratwurst. You got to be bigger than a cocktail weenie and smaller than a holiday kielbasa.
Hey, why don't we have Shane listen to this and explain why he answered the way he did.
All right. So you took a cloth tape and you went around it?
No, just like a cloth measuring tape.
There you go.
All right. Look, here's the deal, by the way, Drew, and we never really get into this because we don't get into circumference.
No.
Now, the difference between width and circumference is the width of something is the left to right, and the circumference is all the way around.
That's right.
If you know what I mean.
2 pi r.
Yeah, 2 pi r.
So it's diameter times pi.
Right. Oh, man, I wish I had some pie. Ironically, pies are round and come in a 9-inch shell. Now, the width of a pie might just be 9 or 10 inches, but the circumference of the pie may be like 25, 26 delightful inches. And we could probably figure it out. Now, how would you figure that out? It's round. It's,
two pi r.
So it's 18. So it's
3.14 times the diameter.
Right, so it's about 27 or 29 inches. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt that was about right when I was guesstimating there. Oh, man, can you imagine? I like to think of pies that way, square inches. It's like it's just 42 square inches of pie.
You're sort of like primitive man, Adam.
Yeah.
It's like we're talking about abstract mathematical. He's like, yeah, pie. Ooh, Homer, pie.
You brought pie up, you jackass. I didn't start talking about pie. I heard you say pie.
Tasty.
All right, so, Drew, but let's try to figure this out.
Yeah.
The width of an average penis would be...
The width? You mean the circumference?
I mean the circumference.
Well, figure the diameter. How much of a diameter is that?
Of...
2 inches?
No. And no. Drew's holding his hand up. When you do the okay sign.
Yeah.
But you don't do it all the way as wide as you could possibly do it.
No.
Bring it in a little between the knuckle and the end of the finger.
I think most okay signs about right. That's, I understand for you it's a little...
Okay wouldn't be all right with my penis. That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm flaccid now, so I can't really feel it right. But talking about pie. I'm going to get a boner, and then we can test this thing out. But let's just say it's the okay sign.
All right.
And I think it's a little less.
It's
a little
less.
You
got a big hand, too.
Okay, so it's moving in a little bit.
All right, so...
Okay, now you do that. Now you straighten it out. I mean, open it up.
Yeah, it's from here to
turn
here.
It into the loser L.
Yeah.
And then I can tell you that's looking a little more like 6.25 or something like that if we just put a cloth tape on that.
Really?
So 4.5 seems little light.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good times.
Let's figure this out, though. Drew, get on the internet.
Well, what's this diameter? What's that diameter?
Well, the diameter of this is with the okay sign?
Yeah.
The diameter's probably about 1.25 inches.
So...
Okay. Take a little break.
We'll be right back.
Drew's gonna do a little work. You're at 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mark from Blink-182, and you are listening to Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew on Loveline. I have a really big dick.
Yeah. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Drew hopped on the internet, did a little penis circumference width checking. And not circumference width, but circumference, which is the measurement around something, not side to side.
Whatever.
And you came up with what, Drew?
4.25, 4.5 being most people.
Right. Makes sense. All right. Let's hop back to the phones and speak to Matt, who's 20. Matt?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
All right, I have a question. I guess it's kind of an open deal here. As I was telling, a while back, I had kind of like a one-night stand, if you will, with some girl. And it just turned out, after a while, things didn't work out, of course, was one-night stand. So my cousin, who was her roommate, is a very reliable source, told me that she had an STD, and she never told me. Luckily, I was protected when I am, you know.
What did she have?
She has herpes. I'm not sure what form. Actually, she's just a year older than me, and she got it from, like, eighth grade.
From what?
Kind of weird, because she had sex.
Utility ball. you know the tether ball?
Yeah.
You sit on it like it's a rope swing?
Yes.
That's where I got my genital herpes.
Nice.
Seventh grade, riding utility ball. Tether ball.
How did she get it in eighth grade?
Well, I think she had lost virginity in eighth grade to some guy who had, like, really been on drugs a lot.
All right.
And he was sleeping around a lot.
So well, anyway, the question is, you were wearing a condom.
Right.
So well, you're all right.
Actually, here's the thing. She's now dating my brother and is engaged to him.
Mm.
And he does not know about this.
Because he had sex with her?
I'm sorry?
Has he had sex with her?
Oh, yeah. I would hope so. They're engaged.
All right, well, he knows.
Does he know that you had sex with her?
Yeah, he knows that, but she didn't tell me, and I don't. From what I understand, she hasn't told him either. And my question is, should I be the brother and actually? Maybe he knows, but there's a very good chance he doesn't. Should I actually?
No, because listen, if they're getting married, screw it.
What difference does it make if they're getting married?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just think.
No.
What if they?
No.
He needs to know.
No.
Well, what difference would it make once they get married? I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate a little bit here.
How old is he?
He's 21.
When do you think they're getting married?
Well, they set a date a while back. They're going to hold it off for a few years, but, I mean, from what I understand, he uses condoms. I mean,
they set a date a while back, but they're going to hold off for a few years?
Well, I mean, they recently just said, let's get married, but...
All right. So they're not getting married for a few years.
Right.
By the way, do you have to make the announcement if
hold back?
If somebody said to me, hey, we're engaged, I'm like, great, when's the marriage? 2008. I'd be like, get the F out of here.
Yeah.
You're 21. What are the odds this thing's going to be over in the next 3.5 months?
Right. That's right.
It's really the kiss of death to say we're getting engaged and we're going to get married in about two years.
However, that does sort of throw a different light on things, and that this may not be a long-lasting relationship. If they really truly were going to get married, then what difference would it make?
Here's the thing.
So what?
Matt.
Yeah.
Who are you getting your information from?
It's my cousin. That's her. Used to be her roommate. She's
all right.
Reliable. She only told me.
Good. Okay, you need to report back to your cousin, who used to be a roommate, and tell her she's got to talk to this guy. Meaning your brother.
I think she should tell him.
She's the cousin, right? She's your brother's cousin, too.
Right.
Yes. You need forget it. You don't have to talk to her. Tell the person you're talking to about her, who seems to know all these intimate details, that you said she needs to tell her.
But be as it may, well, think about it. If they get married, what difference does it make?
Oh, they're not going to get married.
But if they do.
Nah, he's using a condom.
But people have sort of weird feelings about this. So the guy gets herpes, has a couple outbreaks, it goes away.
Yeah.
So what? It's an issue for the woman because it can increase cervical cancer risk and
they
an issue during
give
delivery.
Birth to a whole herpes family.
The main problem with herpes is that it's contagious.
They
but if you're married to someone,
baby,
then what's the big deal?
Change your name to the herpes, they put it on the mailbox. There's probably someone named Herpes, like Phil Herpes.
Didn't you want to call it the Happies? Isn't that you?
I did want to call it the Happies.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a negative connotation.
Yeah.
Because people don't feel comfortable talking about herpes.
Yeah.
But Happies.
Yeah.
Everyone's in a hurry to bring up the Happies, right?
Yeah, of course.
There's no stigma there.
I want Happies.
Hey, guess who's got genital Happies? Oh, you lucky son of a bitch. I knew it. First guy on the block to get a moped, first guy to get a car, and now the genital happies. All the breaks. All the breaks, this one. Kevin, you're 14? Oh, he's asleep.
That's a good one. This is a good one.
Sid, the show's over. I'm going to be obsessed with Kevin.
We're just going to sit and listen to him?
Do you guys understand this is the only light in my day? This is the only thing that brings me joy. 14-year-old fallen asleep. He's been on hold for 113 minutes. Now, I know a lot of you think there's 100 minutes in an hour, but that's almost 2 hours. Almost 2 hours.
What I like is that he's got the phone wedged against his ear and the receiver right against his mouth.
Yeah.
That's the only way you get that good breathing sound.
This would not constitute a snoring. I mean,
this is breathing. This is sleep.
This is living. If you were sleeping with this guy, you wouldn't throw an elbow at him and tell him to knock it off.
See, his call was, wants to convince one girl that he's faithful, but he's dating another. You want to give him any subliminal message while he's lying there breathing?
Kill. Kill. Kill the family, Kevin. This is Satan. My friends call me Say. I'm gonna need you to I'm gonna need you to stop breathing. Didn't work.
Don't you give him some instructions? He can pick you up a six pack or something when he's out.
Where is he calling from? Maryland? No. No, I just want to check back with him and see how he's doing.
Ooh, he stopped breathing there.
You know what I'm amazed at with snoring? Is how erratic it is. You know what I mean? Like I went...
A jerky?
I traveled through Europe, yeah.
Yeah.
With my buddies, and we're sleeping in the same rooms every night, and these guys were sawing logs every night. And it was like, it's not only... But it's like, you know, it's like every 8 seconds you have to do some crazy spastic snort times 8 hours. Really?
Yeah.
Is this Three Stooges short?
Which of you? That's not Chris.
Chris does crazy snoring, and then Don started doing crazy snoring.
Pot.
Don wasn't smoking pot.
No.
We're in Europe. Where can we score?
I don't know. That's the withdrawal, maybe.
Everyone's a junkie in Drew's eyes. Look, Jimmy doesn't. Well, actually, Jimmy smokes a little pot, but
and Jimmy's overweight.
Jimmy snores his
when
ass
Jimmy
off.
Loses
How
the weight.
Dare you?
When Jimmy loses the weight, that'll stop.
Please, Jimmy. Jimmy's 8 pounds overweight.
He's lost a bunch of weight. I bet he had some novelty snoring going on when his weight was up.
He did have novelty snoring, which, by the way, he always denied. which is always funny to me when people deny their snoring because it's like. Yeah, you caught me. That's my M.O. I bunk up with guys and then accuse them of snoring the next day, except for they sounded like a church mouse. Not a peep came out of you. That's my M.O. I accuse people of snoring who don't snore.
It's like you have to record and show them.
Oh.
They're flipped out when you do that, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't have done that with Jimmy.
Still can.
Really? I don't know if we're bunking up anymore.
Oh, is there a breakup in the future?
No, we got enough money when we travel. We get our own goddamn rooms for a change. We physically sleep in the same beds because that's all the morning show would give us. Sons of bitches over there in the Kevin and Bean show. Oh, my God. All right, let's see if he's awake.
No. He sounds like he's about to, expire, isn't it? Any one of those will be his last.
I feel like he's just going to inhale death on his next one, and that'll be it. He's 14, Drew. Stop being so morbid. Okay, let's take a little break.
Why?
I don't know. Isn't this the part where we take a break?
You can, yeah. It's a little early.
Not really.
Yeah. Cool.
I think this show is complete crap. I think you guys are pigs, and you need to get the hell off the air.
All right.
Hold on. We got to talk to somebody else first.
Hold on a second. Jimmy's on the phone. That's what I hate about this radio. Can't Drew and I just have a conversation in the privacy of our own studio without everyone calling in and busting our chops?
Jimmy.
I know you think you guys are living in a bubble there that nobody hears all this stuff.
I know.
But I know. I've been sleeping for an hour and a half. I woke up out of my sleep and turned the radio on just as you were about to speak about me.
How weird is that?
Were you snoring in your sleep?
Wait a minute. That's bizarre.
No. Were you really asleep?
Of course not. Drew, what are you? What's wrong with you? I was listening.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks for the weight thing, Drew. I appreciate it. Like I'm Orson Welles here. Yeah. Oh, I bet he had some novelty. Yeah. My heaving stomach.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Actually, I noticed last time I saw you, you look skinny. And I would not have put you as fat before.
But what did you say 5 minutes ago?
I said he had some weight on him, and I didn't realize it until he got it all off.
All right, quiet. You guys are going to wake this kid up.
All right. All right, bud. I'll see you in the office tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Wait. You have a tape recorder?
Do I have one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put it on record when you go to sleep tonight.
Okay.
And see what you get.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Bring it in.
All right, really? Will you do that, Jimmy?
Well, you know, it'd be hard to hear the snoring with all the farting going on.
Yeah, but think what joy that will bring out if we bring that tape in tomorrow.
It would be.
I'll try it. Yeah.
It would be great.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. Huh. Yeah, that's what I love about this show. That's my personal intercom. True. See what happens? You call my partner morbidly obese, yeah, and he calls up and busts your chops.
Oh, my God.
And he's a powerful man now.
Yeah.
I was going to say he could have you fired, but you don't really have a gig.
That's right.
But when you do get a gig...
He's back?
He'll see to it that you're fired.
No,
he's gone. All right, let's take a little break now. Let's just check in with Kevin one more time.
Yeah. He's going to wake up tomorrow with the phone on his ear.
Yeah. And we're going to have to use like a flat bar and some Vaseline to get it off his head. I'll take a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. Let's forge ahead with the calls. Oops. Jamie Kennedy from the Jamie Kennedy Experiment coming on tomorrow night. A very funny show and a very talented guy, so we'll be glad to see him again. Let's hop back to the phones.
That one, let's check in. Ooh, that was snore.
Now, Kevin, who's 14, has been on hold for now 121 minutes and 41 seconds. He he has a phone up to his mouth.
Yeah.
Which means it may be up to his ear as well.
Oh, yeah. So you can transmit subliminal messages to him, no problem.
Yeah, but I'm thinking I might wake him up.
You could.
Let me try this.
No, don't.
Hold your ears, Drew.
Wait a second. Another thing, a form of humor that was lost in the 70s, the whole learning at night with repetitive tapes.
Yeah, put the tape
records
on when you sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people learn to do something bizarre, and they can't stop.
I'm going to teach this kid Japanese.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can wake him up. Kevin, it's Adam, and you're not dreaming. Ooh. Kevin, it's Adam Carolla from Loveline. Wake up! Fire! All right.
You did better as Satan. Is that illegal?
I don't know. It's probably some sort of FCC violation to scream fire into a microphone. Although I was musing about how nice it would be if this Westwood 2 just burnt down. Debbie?
Yeah? Yeah. Hello?
I like our sleeping callers better.
She sounds like she might have been.
What's up, Debbie? 39 years old.
I just woke up. Okay.
Thanks, baby.
What do you mean
you just woke up?
I'm 39, and it's been 3 years since I've had that thing you're talking about that had the circumference, okay? And I'm, like, wondering why everyone is, like, so ugly. I mean, for 3 years, I haven't seen one cute guy. Am I too picky?
You haven't had sex in 3 years?
Oh, and I haven't even seen anything that I want to have sex with or even want to look at too long.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're working in a place where you're not exposed to new people, or what?
I work in a gym. I'm a top trainer in a gym.
Oh.
Well, eating disorder.
Everyone's ugly.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're crazy. When you're crazy, the world is either super ugly or you want to F everybody on the planet.
Really?
It's one or the other.
So now I'm just going to be a nun forever?
Possibly. Are you a little nutty? Most personal trainers are a little nutty. No.
Am I a little nutty?
No.
I'm not nutty.
Did you go through a hypersexual period?
No.
And you're just not meeting any guys?
See, I need, like, I'm kind of picky. I need, like, a tall blonde with a nice-sized hand, and, like, he has to be making some money. And all I see is, like, short midgets with brown hair. I go to the beach. I go to nightclubs. I go to bar. I mean, it's not like I don't go places. I work in a gym.
Yeah, you're 39. Maybe it's time to sort of
focus on other aspects of a man.
Like?
Oof.
Like ass and pecs instead of hair and hands?
Well, even that. No, I would go for a brunette, but can he at least be tall?
All right, baby. Now, serious. Are you serious? Are you divorced?
No, I've never been married.
Never married?
No, just a bunch of jerk boyfriends.
Yeah. Men have done you wrong in your life?
Sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's a thing. I just saw a cute guy that was my age that had his...
Oh, with the S word, Debbie, please. Is it okay to be 39 and just sound like a burnt out 16-year-old?
That's what it sounds like.
Who's shooting on a high school, is passing the GED.
Yeah, it's hard to understand. I think she's called before, too.
Debbie sounds like such a catch. Debbie?
Yeah.
Please, no swearing on the air, goddammit.
Right.
Okay.
Have you called before?
No, I have not.
Okay. Did you ever have an eating disorder?
No, I have not.
Anything wrong with you?
I eat a balanced meal.
Okay. No, okay. Any kids?
No, none.
Okay. You sound, I don't want to say young because that would sound like a compliment. You sound very immature for a 39-year-old person.
Okay.
Especially a woman. Because women who are 39 are like 49. They're much more mature. So what's up? What happened?
I don't look 39. Maybe that's my problem.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. You sound like you're 16.
Okay, because?
Well, you're just talking about guys and working at a gym, and I'm going to clubs, and I'm going to the beach, and I want a guy with blonde hair.
I mean, when I go out, I look for a guy. When I'm working, I look for a guy. I'm at my grocery store, I'm looking for a guy. And no matter where I look, I can't see anything that's remotely attractive to me.
Yeah, but you're looking for a sexual object. You're not looking for a relationship. You're not looking for a person.
Don't people look for types? Doesn't everybody have a type? Like,
at a certain age, you sort of get over some of that.
Yeah.
Normally.
Your type should be employed.
Yes.
And owns a spine that is inside of his body. That's what you should be looking for.
I mean, you're going to be dating guys who are 40, 45 years old and not... 16 to 20, right?
Well, I mean, okay, like, say you like blondes, but, I mean, I would go for a brunette. I just need somebody my age who is attractive.
Okay.
You know, she can't get it, can she? It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? Debbie, anything? What'd you do after high school?
I've had a couple abusive relationships.
All right. Yeah. Now we're starting to talk. Now we're talking. Is your dad abusive?
I didn't have a dad. I had stepdads.
Two stepdads. Where's your real dad?
My real dad is, I never met him. He's living in Ohio. I've never met him.
Okay. Well, maybe that's some of it.
Right, that affects you, right?
Yeah. It's bad for a little girl to grow up without a dad.
What were the stepdads like?
Stepdads were evil stepdads.
All right. Now we're there.
Getting the focus here.
It's all making sense now. And a few abusive relationships. So, Debbie, how about using some of that money you're making off the personal training, maybe a little bit of therapy, free yourself up?
I'm that bad, huh?
I'd say so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. At 39, you're still searching for the puppy, you know, so 19-year-old relationship. And that's not gonna turn out right. That's not going to turn out well at all.
Yeah. What's up with all personal trainers being insane?
No.
Insane. Insane. Clinically, certifiably insane.
Not all of them.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. All right. Let's talk to... No. Okay, we're going to line four. Let's talk to Erica. Erica?
Yes.
You're 18.
Yeah.
You recently started masturbating each day.
Yeah.
You're more into porn now.
I don't know if it's normal. I'm pretty much on the basis of almost every day.
What kind of porn are you watching?
Lesbian, normal porn.
Are you having normal relationships?
Yeah.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
I was molested when I was 5.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Well, that's where some of the sexual preoccupations are coming from.
Are you lesbian?
No.
Oof. Adam, are you gay?
What?
Oh, no.
I don't know. I've had a couple of sexual experiences with females.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still attracted to males.
All right, but for Eric, you're sort of developing a sexual compulsion here around your trauma.
I'm having a problem? A
sexual compulsion.
Okay.
It's starting to develop around your trauma. Have you ever had a boyfriend?
Yes, I have.
And how'd that relationship go?
He pretty much left me for somebody else.
All right, getting in a stable relationship might really help you right now. And because you're really dealing with a traumatic history.
Masturbating's fine.
It is fine, but you're sort of picking up some momentum here.
You got molested. Maybe get a little therapy for that molestation.
Yeah.
You don't have to commit to either a penis or a vagina at this point. And the problem is...
No, you don't have to declare.
You don't have
to college.
You don't have to declare a sexual major. But, you know, I always picture this when I used to watch those Devil's Triangles movies in the 70s. They would always cut to the compass of the airplane just spinning around. That's what I think of when I think of like a girl who got molested.
Mm-hmm.
They turn 18 and their sexual compass just spinning around.
Yep.
All right.
Want to hear from Kevin? Let's hear from Kevin when we get back.
All right. Let's see. Wait a minute. Yep. Yep.
That phone just perched right over his mouth.
Yep. All right. We got to go to break. Marco?
Yep.
You want to know why they canceled the Family Guy?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
It didn't get good ratings.
Dude, that is so lame, because, like, everyone I knew watched that show.
I know, buddy. But, you know, you should have written a letter.
I should.
Yeah. Well, next time you can save the show with a campaign.
Should I call back next time and try and talk to Adam?
No. He doesn't want to talk to you.
Oh, man.
He's an a-hole. He's a prima donna.
He's my idol.
I know, but you know what? You'd only be disappointed if you spoke to him in real life.
We got to go now.
All right. We got to take a break, Marco.
Okay,
I'll tell Adam you called.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. If he can pull that Coke spoon out of his mouth long enough to listen, I'll tell him. Well, there you go. Where did the time go, Drew? Drew's falling asleep over here. Drew, you better call me on that cell phone on the way home, because otherwise I'm scared you're going to fall asleep while you're driving.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, leave the windows open.
No, well, don't worry.
All right. We'll take a little extended 22-hour break, and we're going to come back with Jamie Kennedy tomorrow night. Let's check in with
Kevin,
our 14-year-old Kevin, one more time.
Go.
Oh. I don't know.
There he is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I just might just leave the phone on all night.
Yeah.
So he'll wake up. He'll still
be 3,000 minutes later. So until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Drew said, suck away.
This has been Loveline. Opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.